Hello and welcome to the Griff and Bird Show.
What is up?
I am your co-host, Griff, and I have with me my co-host, Bird.
How the fuck can you be the co-host and the co-host too?
Because it's our show. Like if one of us hosts an episode, right? Then it's still like the Griffin Bird Show, but
there would only be one host.
There would only be one host. So you would say, I am your host, Griff and or Bird. Or it'd be Griff or Bird. Yeah, that.
Sure. It didn't follow any of that, but I'm just going to go with it.
That's what we do. I've been playing Splatoon 2 a lot. It's a great game, by the way. Oh, yeah. So, you're getting a new tattoo, right?
Yep, this Friday.
Sweet. What you getting?
It says, We the People on my forearm.
Oh, that's cool. What's the backstory, man? Like, why do you want to get We the People?
Just a statement. Patriotism? Yeah. I think that's the right word.
I mean, that would be.
I'm trying to find a tattoo that would be.
So, what I would recommend is going to Only Hope in Fairfield.
Yeah, I've already have an appointment with a tattoo shop. And they have sent me pictures of it, and I'm actually liking them.
All right, cool. I was going to say...
They've sent me pictures of the final product and everything.
Oh, well, I mean, it's not final till it's on your body.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, the stencil that he made.
Oh, gotcha.
That's exactly how I want it. It's going to be $150.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all.
He's friends with one of my buddies from school, and so he's making it a little bit cheaper.
Where was that going?
What are you getting for your next tattoo?
I'm gonna get a. So this is gonna be.
You're laughing about it. Do I even want to know?
Yes. It's awesome. So, one day during an underway, one of the guys was like, "Hey, your calves really look like." Like the body of a bass. No. I was like, I lifted my leg up and I was like, you know, you're kind of right.
Don't tell me you're gonna get a fish on your calf.
My calf is going to be a fish.
when you're in the submarine, you'd be like, hey, look, there's a fish.
No, like. Legit, like my entire calf is gonna be a bass. It's gonna be a largemouth bass.
That is too funny.
Yeah, dude, it's gonna be like a full like it's gonna go from
calf sleeve.
Yeah, so it's gonna go from my knee, all the way down to my ankle, kind of on my foot, and, like, the fish is going to be eating my knee.
I see how you're going to do it. That's...
Yeah. It's going to cost a fuckload of money.
It's going to take a couple of sessions to get that fully done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna.
No, 'cause my other buddy got his knuckles tattooed.
Fuck that.
And The regret didn't hit in until a couple days later. He started regretting it.
Well,
he started realizing, oh crap, this is permanent.
Well, yeah.
That's how stupid he is.
I believe it, dude. I really do.
The only reason why he did it is because one of his friends did it.
That's a terrible reason.
I know. And now he regrets it. And I'm like, it's going to hurt worse getting that thing off than it was getting it on.
Yeah, right? What do you, he wants, what do you it even off. Get?
It says C-A-W-B.
What?
On one knuckle it says C. On the other it says A. On another one it says W. And another one it says B.
What's that?
Crazy ass white boy.
W-B stands for white. What does C-A stand for?
Crazy ass.
Oh. I got
crazy
you.
Ass white boy. And he's stupid for getting it.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Like, mine just says We the People. Did I send you a picture of what it looks like?
Yeah, you sent me it.
Yeah. That's what it's going to look like. But on my forearm. At least I'm not getting crazy ass white boy on my knuckles.
Right?
Something that looks good on your friend might not look too good on you.
Right.
And it doesn't look good.
I wouldn't doubt it.
What?
The musket.
Oh, yeah. Musket war.
Dude, I'm down. Wow.
I'm down. It's killed. That is too funny.
My shit automatically locked on to fucking...
Don't fuck with me.
Fuck! Okay. Oh, my shit's set up so it only targets non-friendlies. So I have to, like, manually target you. It's so irritating.
You can turn that off.
Yeah, I know. I'm too lazy to pull up the menu and do it.
To press one button.
Press and hold, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Press and hold.
Oh, fucking missed. And I got the cops right next to me. Fuck! Oh!
Oh!
I was reloading when you died.
Glitch!
It registered after I reloaded. Or like halfway through the reload cycle.
Oh! Dude, that was a headshot. Dude, I don't even see you.
I know. I'm backing up and getting shot at the same time. Because I'm killing cops. Yeet!
Man, I hate tan lines.
Tan lines?
Yeah, because I wear a watch so much. I have like a big tan line on my wrist.
Oh.
And I have a sunglasses tan line.
Gotcha.
So I look like a freaking raccoon.
Oh, I got ya! And then I fell over.
Damn it. Then he tips over. Is that recoil, bitch?
I know, right?
Well, bet these things actually have a decent recoil.
Well, they're probably shooting 50 cal fucking balls out of them.
Balls.
And I'm dead. You peeked out, you dummy. Fuck. I'm currently, like, remembering, like, 2016. How shitty it was.
What about it?
So, I haven't talked to this chick since, like...
Was it the really short one?
No. It's, oh yeah, I forgot you knew about her. No, it's my ex from, Kings Island. The one I met through the... She worked there, right? I got sent over to her ride, and like we just kind of hit it off from there. But we dated until like I had already gone to MEPS and Depton at that point. So I want to say it was sometime around June of 2015, and fucking This was after the one girl that cheated on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, we dated until I got out of boot camp, right? And then we didn't last very long after that. And, like, part of that, a lot of it has to do with me, because, like, at some point between me leaving for boot camp and me getting out of boot camp, and was that, like, was in Connecticut, like, there was some kind of disconnect with home, right? It was, like, this big disconnect. Like, nobody really could get a hold of me other than, like, you and the few other people I talked to on Xbox, right?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked since I was on transfer leave. And so, I'm kind of, like, going back into, like, what has happened since then, right? So,
mm-hmm.
like, I got to the boat, and everything was, it was all right, you know? Like, I got there, and they immediately put me into the qualification process. Like, it is for pretty much everybody. You check in, and then you start qualifying. So, I was there for a few weeks. We got the new captain. Then, fast forward, like, a bit. I want to say it was a couple months. In the November time, we get underway. My first underway. I'm fucking cranking. What cranking is, you're just washing dishes. And not that bad. The underway really wasn't all that bad. Like, the 2 weeks that I was on it. Right? Because we ported in Port Canaveral, Florida. It was, like, for a day-long thing. Right? And called mom. She told me that dad had a stroke. And I went and talked to the chief that was in charge of me at the time, because, like, my chief wasn't really in charge of me, because I was, like, working for the cooks. And so I told him about it. He went and talked to the EDMC and my chief, and I went down to the boat and went down in the machinery room, and I sat down next to the diesel and just fucking broke down, right? One of the guys came, and, like, he came into the room and, like, was walking around, and he saw me sitting there and asked what was going on, told him and everything. He was like, "Oh, fuck. Let me go tell Chief." I was like, "Chief already knows. DSC went to go talk to him and everything." He was like, "All right." And fucking, a few minutes later, my chief comes in. Like, I hadn't eaten at all. Like, we had set up for the lunch hour because we were doing a burger burn on the pier. And, there was basically a keg stand, too. Like, they went out and got beer and everything, and the guys that were 21 could drink and all that. At the time, I wasn't 21. Otherwise, I would have been shithoused, right? But, chief came in, fucking told me to get plane tickets, because I was flying home. And, before he told me, like, he had me go into chief's quarters. So, me, him, the EDMC, and then eventually one of the other chiefs came in at some point during the conversation, and, like, we all were sitting down talking. And we came up with the decision for me to fly back to Ohio, and so I could visit with Dad, right? And so, my chief was like, "Hey, can you afford plane tickets?" I was like, "Yeah, I can." He's like, "Okay, cool. So you're just going to go on regular leave. You're going to take 2 weeks. And then we're going to be out for an extra, we're going to be out for 4 more weeks. So you're just going to go work for a squadron while we're gone, when you get back and everything." I was like, "Okay." And so I bought the plane tickets and everything. Fucking next morning, CSC drove me all the way to Orlando Airport. That airport's nice, by the way. There's like a fucking Disney store, a Universal store. Like, it's a nice airport.
Did you go get all princessed up?
Oh yeah, totally, man. Like all the princess shit. That's all I went for, you know? No, but like in all reality, it was a very nice.
Was the airport better than the ones here?
Yes, the USO and the Orlando airport blew me the fuck away, man. Literally blew me away. That the USO there was so fucking nice. Like, it was literally put in there by Orlando Studios and Disney. So, like, they had just got done making it and everything. It was super nice. I was like, holy fuck. And, got back to Ohio. My aunt and grandpa picked me up. And during this whole time, my dad had no idea that I was coming home. And, I walked into the hospital room, and he was fighting back tears because he didn't want me to see him that way, you know? And, kind of just hung out for a bit, got caught up and everything. And, yeah, he's doing a lot better now. Like, there for a while, he couldn't walk without a walker. He basically, like, for the longest time, had no function of the right side of his body. So, yeah, I mean, there's that. I went back to Groton for that, after that 2 weeks. Worked with Squadron. That was okay. I really didn't do a whole lot. Most of it was me just coming in, and they'd be like, okay, you're alive, go home. Happy deal, right? Which, I mean, I wasn't complaining about. I just sat around playing video games all day.
Is that all Squadron did, was play video games?
No. So, Squadron actually does shit, right? But the guy I was working for didn't need anything. Like, he I would come in and be like, alright, well, I don't need anything from you, so, keep your phone on. If I need you at all, I'll call you. And he would just send me home. And I'd just go in every day and check in with him. Like, hey, look, I'm still alive. Type of deal, right? And, the boat got back. I went right back to cranking. And, I was cranking for about 90 days total. And, I went back to the division. And they pretty much picked up right where they left off when it came to shitting on me all the time. And, we went on a bunch more underways. I got, like, over time, I just got more and more depressed. We started gearing up for deployment, and it just got worse and worse. I got more and more depressed. So, went on deployment, August of 2017. It was all right. At some point between, I forget when it was. It was during the summer, but I fell through the hatch.
I remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember most of that. Like, I remember walking to the boat and then waking up in the hospital. And my doc was there, and I was like, where the fuck am I? And he told me, he was like, you're in the hospital, dude. You fell through the fucking hatch. I was like, fuck. And allegedly, I was conscious the whole time, but I don't remember shit. Like, that entire day was just gone for the most part. I was in a lot of pain. I had a major concussion. For the next, like, couple months, I couldn't go underway. I missed two underways because of that. They wanted to... They thought something was wrong with my heart. And so I had to go get a fucking ultrasound of my heart done. And I had to walk around with a echocardiogram for a couple days. Then they're like, yeah, he's fine. I only had one abnormal heartbeat that entire time. Whatever. Spent a lot of that time just sitting around playing video games. But, yeah, we got underway to go on deployment August 24th, 2017. We spent the first 3 months underwater completely. We, I forget when exactly it was. It was, like, in November. We ported in Norway. Yeah, Norway. And that was actually pretty cool. We spent 11 days there. I didn't really go out and see a whole lot. Fucking, I went out. I left the boat twice. Like, went out in town twice. The rest of the time, I just stayed on the base. It was whatever. I don't even remember where we were. But, the females in fucking Norway, fucking gorgeous, dude. Fucking gorgeous. And Norway's expensive as fuck, dude. So expensive. Like, let me put it into perspective real quick, right? So, a pack of cigarettes, or no, correction, 4 packs of cigarettes, Norway funny money, right? Because their shit's fucking weird. 4 packs of cigarettes cost $100. 4 packs Marlboro Reds cost $100. U.S. dollars. Like, during that time, like, we were repairing our high pack because it decided to kill itself, like, 2 fucking weeks into deployment. That was a pain in the ass. We got underway again, and we went to... You know, we were out for a couple weeks, and then we ported in. Something broke, and... We ended up porting in Scotland, and that was pretty cool. Scotland's beautiful. We were there for a week. They replaced what it was that broke. We went out. They tried to test it. It was still broke. And another thing was broke, like another like key thing that we need. We ported again in Scotland for another week. It was sometime around Christmas time. After we left Scotland the second time, commence the shit show. So, every day until we, went to Spain, we ran drills. These drills would take up half the day. And we're in a 3-section rotation where 8 hours on watch, right? You're on watch for 8 hours. You do, like, maintenance and stuff for the next 8 hours, and then you're in the rack for 8 hours. We're on that rotation. So it didn't matter. Every fucking day, I was getting fucked out of sleep because I had to fucking run drills. That was shitty. Oh, I got pinned in Scotland. Or not pinned. I put on third while we were in Scotland. Yeah, fucking commence drills and all that bullshit. And then that was to prepare us for, ORS, because during a ORS, they like to run drills. And, started having issues. Our, one of our equipment decided it wanted to catch on fire, you know. And, like, the thing that caught on fire was something that you don't want catching on fire. We put that out, fucking, like, it caught on fire, but it put itself out when we secured power to it, because it was caused by arcing wires. But then we had issues with that, and that again later on in deployment had a burn candle. Got to Spain. Spain was really cool. Like, we did a BSP there. Bring on some people, and I damn near got taken out by a fucking wave, because I was cleaning the hatch ring, and next thing I know, they're yelling wave, and then I look over, and I'm getting face fucked by a wave. that was fun. I was drenched in fucking salt water. Water was warm, though. Then we went to... we went to Spain. I went out. I didn't even go out. I stayed on base the whole time. The base was fucking massive. After that, got underway again. Fucking drill till you die. Did our course. While we were in Spain, there was a command climate survey. Basically, that goes to some outside entity, and then the captain gets to read. I go through the survey and read them. That survey was so bad that our captain almost got fired. Fucking the outside entity came in and was and like did like his investigation bullshit. We got back and the command just started like it was just getting worse and worse. And at this point, I could drink and very much so. Yeah, I guess you could say I became an alcoholic. Along with fucking being depressed. So, I mean, it's not a good mixture. Fucking was drinking a lot. I got blackout drunk multiple times. Pretty much, like, every day that I could drink, I got blackout drunk. And there was a few times where I'd be playing games with people, and I'd be so drunk, fucking, I'd just pass the fuck out. Eventually, we basically got turned into a surface ship 6 months before we came up to the shipyard. And, went out on a few more underways, did a fucking Tiger cruise. My dad came up and went underway with me. That was pretty cool. He definitely enjoyed it. They were doing pictures up in the bridge, but he still didn't have the motor control to be able to go up the ladder and shit, so. We came up here to the yard. The first fucking couple weeks, we were balls to the fucking wall. Busy every single day. Fucking 9, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock days every single fucking day. Getting everything off the boat. So that fucking we were ready to go into dry dock. I dislocated my shoulder fucking 5 times now since we've been up here. Because I dislocated it the other day. They're not going to send me to go have it looked at. And they know about it. And since we've been in the yard, I've been drinking less. But it's like, don't take that for like, hey, things are better. Like they are now. Like, currently, fucking old skipper's gone. We got a new skipper. Like, the entire climate of the ship. Like, complete 180 in 24 hours. Got the ship into dry dock and everything. Everything's, for the most part, been pretty kosher. Having decent days. You know, haven't been staying late at all, really. Duty still fucking sucks. We're at the point to where we're starting to bring systems back up. Like, oh, so, you know how I had to brief the captain, right?
Mm-hmm.
That went very fucking well. A lot of it had to do with the fact that I knew exactly what the fuck was going on with my system, right? I was very well prepared for it, and at the end of it, the captain was like, this is exactly what I wanted. His exact words. This is exactly what I wanted. It went exceptionally well. I left that brief without any outstanding questions. Like they had questions about like things I was talking about, right? Like, gauges that need to be calibrated, fucking...
But none of them were, like, confused.
No, like, so, like they were just, like, kind of, like, random questions that I hadn't really talked about, right? Like, the testing requirements for when we bring back up the system, shit like that, right? Fucking... like where they like where they get like what their references are for those tests and shit like that. Like that was the only one that I didn't know the answer to, but I answered that fairly quickly. Like I went and got the answer very quickly. Other than that, like anything the captain had to ask, I was like, I had the answer to. And everybody else that was sitting in on the brief, like the depot modernization period officer, my EDMC, my division officer, the XO, like all of them, like any question they had to ask about what was going on with the system, I had an answer to. And so, yeah, there's that. It went very well. And today, one of the head guys at on the project wanted me to essentially brief him on what the captain wanted to know. So I went and did that today, and fucking, he was like, your binder? Like, so I brought the binder and, like, a copy of, like, the slide that I had. That had it, all the information basically on it, right? He looked through it all, and he was like, you seemed like you were very well prepared. You knew exactly what your captain was looking for. And you produced that. Like, now this gives us an idea of what he wants to know. And we can better help you, like, help you guys get the information you need. Like, he like, wrote down notes on, like, what all was in it and shit. But, and then we sat down with the Sublant today. Can't talk about that. That's a classified brief. It was eye-opening. Yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on, really. Like, other than, like, school earlier this year, which is going to be the only school I ever go to, which is shitty, but not because I'm getting out of the Navy, so there's that.
How long till you're out of the Navy?
November of next year. Yeah, November of next year, I get out of the Navy. I come back to Ohio. It'll be easier to, you know, do this. We'll be able to actually sit down in one room and record it, you know?
That is very true.
But,
that's another reason why I want a laptop, because then I can just take it with me. We need to start scripting these out.
Yeah, we do.
So what rank are you now?
I'm still a third class. I take the exam for second class in September.
Is third class the lowest?
No, third class is E4. It's not all that bad. Basically, like, everything, like, that I was in charge of, they just took me off. They took me off, yesterday. Because I'm getting out.
Why? Oh.
Yeah. So, like, they set up all the collateral duties for the, when they start getting ready to go underway again.
So when do you come back to Ohio?
Like, what do you mean? Like, permanently?
Like, they said, you said they're already taking you off. So
no,
what does that
so
mean?
Like, I don't get out of the Navy until next November, right? But, like, all the collateral duties that I had, which I only had one, it was, like, noise reduction. The noise reduction PO really only has a job when underway. And, like, that's just checking, like, sound mounts and shit like that. But,
So will you still be working every day until you get out?
Yeah.
And you work on engines.
What?
You work on engines, right?
So, yes. Yes and no. We really don't do a whole lot with the diesel. Like, I can do a full inspection on it. Like, I can do that now. That was part of what school was. I can run it and everything. But, we really don't do a whole lot of maintenance on it. It doesn't really require a whole lot.
So most of the time you're just kind of sitting around?
No, so like we own other systems. Like we own atmosphere control and shit like that. Atmosphere control, hydraulics, fucking all that shit.
So all the like machinery that runs the ship?
No. So like the nukes own, like, the propulsion system, because nuclear reactors, right? what we own is all the auxiliary systems, like steering and diving, which is part of the hydraulic system. Like I said, the atmosphere control, water, plumbing, fucking the ballasting systems, the air systems, like compressed air, the compressed air systems, shit like that.
So you do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, basically. The bastard children of engineering department. Because, like, technically we're in engineering department, right? But we're in the forward compartment, so we get treated like... we get treated like shit, man. The command always puts us on the back burner. Like, every other division in the forward compartment, it comes before us. And it's really irritating. Because, like, we have the largest workload out of anybody else, right? Fucking all the T rates come before us because they're tactical systems or the control, like control systems. You know, like the ship's control system. Like they're all computers and shit now instead of being hydraulically operated like they used to be. We have the largest workload. We tie into literally everything. And they treat us like shit. Like, if it weren't for us, they couldn't get underway. We have the sole piece of equipment that will keep the ship welded to the pier. The one thing that will weld a ship to a pier, we own.
Huh.
And that's the diesel. Yeah, like, we own 90% of the boat. So, we, like I said, we have a very large workload.
So if it wasn't for your division, the boat wouldn't run at all.
Yeah, if it weren't for us, it wouldn't do anything. It would just be a floating black dildo, essentially.
Is sub food bad?
It depends on the mood of the cooks, really. It depends on how much effort they put into making the food. If they're not having like a great day or whatever, the food can be pretty shitty because they don't care, you know?
Like, what's the worst thing you've had to eat?
The worst thing?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Or what's something bad you've had to eat?
The fucking pork chops, man. They make them and they always undercook them. Like, pork chops is one of those types of meat you can't undercook, you know?
Because it'll make you sick.
Yeah. And they always manage to do it. And it's super irritating.
Probably just they don't have the patience.
No, they have the patience to do it, just they don't care, you know? Feels like it's one of those it's whatever type of deal. You just kind of deal with it and go on.
After a while, you just kind of get used to it.
Yeah. It's like that with pretty much everything.
So now that you've been in the Navy, would you, if you had the chance, would you still sign up? Or would
Fuck
you...
no.
Like, if Fuck you were no. you, knowing all this before signing up, would you still sign up?
Fuck no. Joining the military is the one thing I regret in my life. I've never regretted before anything ever.
Is that bad?
Yeah. And, like, the public eye doesn't know. They don't know how shitty it really is.
Well, it's because the government and, like, the news and all that paint the picture.
Yeah, and, like, a lot of times, like, if you try and, like, talk about it to people, you know, how it really is, they're just kind of like, no, that's not how it is. Like, they don't believe you, right?
Well, you're not the first one of my... I have other friends that were in the military, and they all say the same thing.
Yeah, like, it's... shitty.
Because, my friend that was an airborne ranger, he got, discharged because they said he was, not mentally fit. And the reason why they say that is just because of his sleep schedule.
Yeah, dude. Fucking the military fucks your sleep schedule, too.
They said his sleep schedule was, like, so bad that he wasn't allowed to join again. He wasn't allowed to go back. And then he was like, well, they're the ones that caused it, so...
Yeah. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, what the fuck? Like, a lot of people, they really enjoy being them. If they do, then they do, you know? I'm not gonna...
I guess it's just with what job you pick.
It yes and no. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, choose your rate, choose your fate, right? And everybody's like, oh, you picked one of the shittiest fucking rates in the submarine force. And with that, I have to disagree. Because I love my job. I just fucking hate the Navy. You know, I love fucking Turner.
You think you're going to get a mechanic job when you get out?
Yeah. Like, I'm already looking at using my GI Bill to go to University of Northwestern Ohio and getting industrial diesel. Because, like, they offer an associate's degree in industrial diesel mechanics. And so, essentially, like, I would be doing what I'm doing now.
Not for the Navy.
Yeah, not for the Navy, right? And, like, essentially, they start out at $60,000
a year.
A year, $60,000 a year is what they start out at. And plus, like, right now, a lot of the blue collar jobs are paying better than the fucking white collar ones because they're hurting for people so bad, you know. And a lot of people don't realize that. Like, they really don't. They're just kind of like, oh, hey, you know.
I'm trying to listen, but all I can think about is this tattoo.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I want to get on the other arm.
I still don't have anything on my other arm. Well, I have the one on my bicep, on my left bicep, but I don't have anything on my left forearm.
Which is the lion?
No, my left forearm, or my right forearm, has the lion, as well as Frostmourne.
No, the other one has the sword.
No.
Don't you have a sword somewhere?
The sword and the Alliance crest are on the same arm. I have EDC on my left bicep. You know, like the rave?
Sure.
Yeah, like my stepsister and even Jordan. I think they're going in the military. Except they're thinking about going on the officer side of things. I told them to do it. Because starting out, officers great money. And it only goes up from there, right? And, like, depending on what they do, they can make even more money, right? Engineering officers, they have them on carriers as well as submarines. An engineering officer, like, especially on submarines, they get special pay. They get.
If I went into the military, I'd do, like, MP.
Well, that's you, you know? You went to school to be a police officer. They're going into the ROTC program. I told them to do it because it's good money out of the Navy. Like, they can do, like, one commissioning or whatever, right? Especially as a nuclear engineering officer. Fucking go in, you know, do the fucking time, get out. Fucking start out making around $90,000 a year, if not more, you know? Go work at a fucking nuclear power plant and make fucking bank. I told them if they wanted to do something to set themselves up for the rest of their lives, go in as an engineering officer. Like, power school and all that shit sucks. Like, I haven't done that because I'm not a nuclear rate. But it sucks from what I understand. Like, out of the Navy, the nuclear types have the highest suicide rate. And so, fucking, if they can make it through that, then it's a fucking cakewalk from there. And all they have to do is fucking get a bachelor's degree. Like, all they have to do is get an engineering degree. Like, they could get an aerospace engineering degree and they'd be fucking set. It doesn't have to be, like, nuclear engineering, but it would set them up. What about you, dude? What do you got plans for?
Plan on going into corrections. That's about it.
Yeah.
If I don't go through with that, I'm going to do private security.
There you go. That always works. There's always jobs in that, man.
But I'm waiting until I turn 21 to do security again, because then I can get into the whole armed security and...
Because you basically
have to have a concealed carry license, you know? Then I can start getting into the money transport and...
Oh, yeah, dude. You could work for, like, Brinks or whatever.
Real-life
GTA!
Then I thought about working in hospitals and...
schools and whatnot. Yeah, dude. Definitely, like, if you were to go into, like, Department of Correction, you'd get paid pretty well. From what I understand.
I've been leaning more towards security.
Yeah. I mean,
corrections just kind of there.
Yeah. It's there as an option, but it's not necessarily what you want to do.
Yeah, right now I'm just doing childcare. I don't really care what I'm doing as long as I'm making money.
Money makes the world go around.
And it pays for new tattoos.
I mean, yeah. Money literally makes the world go around.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things that when you think about it, it's kind of shitty, you know? Everything revolves around money.
There's a tank that spawned in right up here. It's probably gonna blow us up. Oh, oh, there's two of them!
Here they come! The boys! We're dead.
completely. And then I thought about if I did get into corrections, I'd do prisoner transport.
Thank you for listening to The Griffin Bird Show. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, Griff out.